Everything that you'll need for tonight for the closing service and graduation ceremony, you'll find in your worship folder right here. Other than that, we have the hymns and the red songbooks as well as the blue songbooks in front of you, and it's that blue songbook that we're going to start with tonight, hymn 752, In Christ Alone. May God bless your worship this evening. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. We give thanks to you, O God, for your name is near. We will not hide them from our children.
We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and the wonders He has done.
Let us pray. O Lord, with your gracious favor, direct us in all we do, and aid us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive the gift of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Wow, time flies. Seems like just yesterday I was standing right here for opening service, talking to you about our theme for this year. Seems like just yesterday, time flies. Do you remember what I did in that opening service? Do you remember I had a container with some water in it? You remember I had somebody come forward, I think it was Patrick or Christian, one of the two. They're inseparable. Brought one of them up there, and I said, all right, the point is to stay into the container, step into the container and to stay dry. Okay, so I poured some sand in there, and how did that work? When they stepped in there, it was terrible, right? Sand makes a terrible foundation to stand on. So I brought these two big rocks then and had them stand on those, and how did that work? Much better, right? He stood strong on that solid foundation of rock. What does all that mean again? Well, Jesus explains it for us in Matthew chapter 7. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. So that rock-solid foundation that we have to build on is Jesus. And that's what you got to do this year. But time flies. So the question is what you built going to stand the test of time? There are lots of reasons why it could not. There are lots of sandy, sinful things that we can sometimes put our hope and our trust and build all of our focus on. I asked you a few things in your classrooms to write down some thoughts on that. One of the classrooms, they wrote, some of the sandy things that we can build on are appearance, pride, money. Money, technology, friends, family, fame. Self, money, fame again. Once again, yourself, money, other people. Kindergarten explains some of this, trying to have lots of money and riches. Trying to be famous in movies or music or sports or fashion. But Junior K sums it up the best. Simply put, bad things like the devil. Those are the sandy things that can tempt us, right? That's well put. The bad things that the devil tries to tempt us into, boy, those are like weak sand when you try to build on them. So how did you do this year? Were there times when you were selfish? Were there times this year when you put your hope and your trust and your focus into money or technology or other earthly things? Were there times when you took your opinion or your friends or family's opinion or anybody else above what God says in His Word? Yeah, sadly, there are those times when we were tempted to build on that weak, sandy things. When you build on the weak, sandy things like that, what happens then when the rain of life falls, the streams of sorrow rise, and the wind of difficulties blow and beat against that house? Washes away, falls down with a great crash. So again, the question is what you built this year going to stand the test of time? Yes. Yes, it is. You bet it is. Because God has given you a rock-solid foundation on which to build. And you know that, because this is what you wrote. He's given you faith. He's given you His Word, His love, His holiness. He's given you love. He's made you humble. He's given you compassion. What is faith but trust? He's given you repentance, and He's helped you love your neighbor. You have God's grace, His mercy, and His forgiveness. Or as the junior K simply put it, build your faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why is that important? Well, kindergarten actually sums it up perfectly. Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus answers our prayers. Jesus is our Good Shepherd. This year, you've gotten to build on a rock-solid foundation. What is there that's stronger than God's forgiveness in Jesus? What is there that's stronger than God's love for you and the love that He's put in your heart? What is stronger than God's own Word that helps you do all of these things and focus on all of these things? There's nothing in this world that compares. And that's why this year you have built on everything that Jesus did for you. Everything that He's taught you. Jesus is your rock-solid foundation. So then, what you built this year, is it going to last? You bet it is. And it's not just going to last into the summer. And it's not just going to last into next school year. It's going to last on into eternity. Look familiar? Everything that you've learned and studied this year has given you a rock-solid foundation that you have built on. And so that means when the streams rise, when the rain falls, when the wind blows and beats against that house going to fall? No way. You are rock solid because Jesus has stood rock solid for you. You're going to weather the storm because God's love for you is weather tested and proven in Jesus. You are going to hold your head up high on that last day because you know that everything you've built is going to stand the test of time, thanks to God. It's the word that you've studied this year, and that's the word that you get to cherish, not just now, but into eternity. You think this is a nice celebration we're having here tonight, closing service, graduation? Imagine what that's going to be like in heaven. Take a look around. Take a look around at everybody here, all of your classmates. You're celebrating tonight, but what do you think the celebration's going to be like in heaven? Thanks to Jesus, we know that we have a rock-solid foundation on which is going to carry us all the way to being together forever, standing strong. all because of a rock-solid Savior, His rock-solid Word, and the rock-solid Holy Spirit that is powerful in your life. May God continue to bless you, children, and all of you with that rock-solid truth of God's Word. Amen. Please stand. The rock-solid peace of God, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Him. Amen. We'll now join together in prayer. You'll see that it's a responsive prayer on page 3. We'll also join together in the Lord's Prayer after that. As we close our school year, let us come before our Father in heaven to ask His blessing and to offer our thanks. Father, You have brought us to the end of this school year by Your grace. Lead us now to acknowledge gratefully the blessings You have given us in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in Your mercy, we thank You, Father, for Christian teachers, parents, and peers who have served for our good. May their efforts bear fruit in lives that continue to grow in faith, hope, and love for Jesus Christ. Lord, in Your mercy, as we part for a time or go on to new stages of life, keep us safe in Your protecting care. Refresh us through leisure and rest. Renew in us the desire to grow in all useful knowledge and in the wisdom that comes from You. Lord, in Your mercy. Father, into Your hands we commend all that we have and are, asking for Your blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. We close this school year the same way we started, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for the closing hymn, hymn 332, in the red songbooks in front of you.
At this point, we'll continue with our graduation ceremony. I've been telling these eighth graders for the last few weeks one of the things about tonight that's extra special in their lives. It may be the only time they graduate from a Christian school. So in our graduation ceremony, we're going to continue to keep the focus on Jesus Christ. And like Pastor Groth said, His grace in bringing these young people to this point in their lives. So keeping that focused on Christ, our graduating class selected a class verse. You see it printed there on page 4 in your program. Isaiah 40, verse 31. I invite you to read it with me. But those
who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
And our graduates also selected a class hymn that fits in very nicely with those words. The hymn, On Eagle's Wings. It's in that red book in front of you, hymn 440. We'll sing that together. Graduating class has selected two very fine young people to represent them as speakers this evening, the first of which is Kylie Corkill. Let's welcome Kylie.
Good evening, everyone. Much better. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kylie Corkill, and I have attended St. Mark's for a full 10 years now. Out of all the things I remember, I can still picture my first day of pre-kindergarten. I was walking into the classroom, and I was so scared and shy. But then everyone started to comfort me and welcome me in. I have made so many lifelong friendships. A few of them have lasted all 10 years of my life at St. Mark's. Everyone at St. Mark's is so close and so tight-knit. It's like I'm having to leave behind a huge part of my heart when I graduate, my family. I won't ever forget my time at St. Mark's. I was that shy little girl, and now speaking in front of a huge, lovely congregation. This all wouldn't be possible without my grammar teacher, who taught me how to write with correct grammar and punctuation. So thanks, Mrs. Bangle. The first day of school for me this year was so easy, because I knew that my class would welcome me back from the summer with open arms. And they did. I have had such an amazing eighth grade year this year, and this will definitely never be a year to forget. My class and I have changed so much over the years. We have grown from itty-bitty little toddlers to young teens. We have not only grown physically, but mentally and spiritually. My teachers have taught me so many life lessons and helped me make so many lifelong friendships. Through the years here, the pastors here at St. Mark's are amazing. They have helped me and my class grow so much through the gospel. We have not only learned those simple but useful Bible stories, we have learned what baptism and communion are, and some of us are even eligible to take communion now. Now, I don't like to be in school much more than I have to, but our class has gone on so many fun field trips, and we have had so many athletic achievements. One trip we went on was to the Exploratorium in San Francisco, and we have also gone to a Giants game and a River Cats game. And one of my favorite trips was Lassen National Park. My class and I have achieved a win at the track meet all 5 years we have been to it, even if one of those years it was pouring cats and dogs. We have won several tournaments and league championships for basketball, and even one for volleyball. But I'm not just here today to talk to you about all the things we have won and all the fun we have had, although that was pretty great. I'm here to tell you what a journey our class has gone through all these years at St. Mark's. We have had several classmates come and go over the years. All of our 8 eighth grade students are amazing. 4 girls, 4 boys. We may not have gotten all along all the time, but our teachers have taught us to be problem solvers and help us get through many of life's hardships. But all of these hardships have prepared us for the future. They have set us up for success, taught us how to work, and taught us how to use our grit. And most importantly, taught us how to apply God into every situation. Our class verse this year was very difficult to pick, so we picked the best we could think of. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I hope that all of my classmates and I, no matter what, never grow weary in our faith. So as my speech comes to an end, a wise woman once said, "I will not say goodbye, but see you later."
Our next speaker is Jacob Faljean. Let's welcome Jacob.
Dear Christian friends, it's amazing to be here with my classmates. It's also so incredible to me, not just for the reason of graduation, but also for the reason that I've known some of these people for the last 10 years. A few of my classmates and I have gone through the changes of this school since we were in pre-kindergarten. And for those who haven't been, are just as important. It's been amazing to see how God and this school have helped shape us. God has done so much for my classmates and I. From helping us to get to this point, to helping us through all the struggles and difficulties in our lives. For those that have been with us until this point of our lives, you have been such a help, including those who have come and gone. Our teachers, church members, and school friends and families have helped lead us in our faith and helped encourage us to help it grow. We thank God for having you in our lives, and thank you for helping us. I am fully confident that in the future, we will all stay strong in our faith and be prepared. If it were not for our teachers that have helped prepare us for the future, it would be one stressful journey. They have taught us skills like thinking and work ethic to prepare us for the road ahead. And a special thanks to Mr. Bauer. who has led us from pre-kindergarten to the point of our lives now. Thanks for being our principal. Everyone here has helped all of us so much. The experiences I've had with all these people have been so much fun. All the pep rallies, events, and sports games. We thank God for not letting us grow weary in Him, and we ask Him to keep us strong as we ask God to help us walk with Him through life, so we may one day see each other in heaven with Christ. This is the reason we chose Isaiah 40, verse 31, as our class verse. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It has truly been such an amazing experience with our St. Mark's family. Thank you.
It's good to be here with you tonight, St. Mark's family. Mr. Bangle's my backup speaker if I can't make it. Graduates of the kindergarten variety, the eighth grade variety, it's a privilege for me to share a message from God's word with you this evening. We've got some good news and some bad news to talk about. The good news, the class verse that the eighth graders picked is loaded with it. Encouraging, confidence building, awesome words of God. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, the bad news. Hiding before verse 31 in Isaiah chapter 40. Math problem. What comes before 31? 30. Verse 30. You wouldn't pick this for your class verse, but it's there and it's very important. This is the bad news we need to talk about. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. I have a quick quiz for y'all, kindergartners and eighth graders. True or false? Raise your hand if it's true. Keep it down if it's false. Raise your hand, true or false, you're young. That was an easy one. Put them down. True or false, you're full of energy and life. Very full of it. I experience it every day. Put them down. I didn't say full of energy and life. I just said full of it. True or false, you're invincible. You never get tired, you never get hurt, you never fall down. It is false. It's false for all of us. Absolutely. Even though you're young and full of energy and full of strength and full of zeal for life, you're sinful. And we live in a sinful world. And we can't hide from the effects of sin while we're in this sinful world. So stumbling and falling, can you think of some times in your life where you have physically stumbled, physically fallen, physically grown weary? Raise your hand if you have one. Daniel. You were going to say hi to your friends and you just fell because that crack in the sidewalk jumped up and got you. Arnica. Hopping on one foot can get you, and then you fall, and your knee is scraped, and it's bruised, and it hurts, right? Jacob. White on the outside, red on the inside, and it hurt bad, didn't it? Maybe it's falling off a bike. Maybe it's slipping on a banana peel and landing on our backside. We can relate to stumbling and falling, can't we? But worse than physically stumbling and falling and scraping our knee, and yes, that hurts, spiritually stumble and falling. Giving into temptation of the devil, the sinful world, our sinful nature. Can you think of some times this school year where we spiritually stumbled and fell? Can you think of some times when we sinned, when we gave into temptation this school year? Abby?
Well,
So you still got a scrape yesterday? Just yesterday? It's still fresh? Eighth graders, we might need to go to you for this. Spiritually stumbling and falling, giving in to temptation. Jacob. Not following the rules. Good. Let's get two more. Kylie. When we're supposed to take our shoes off in the gym and we keep them on. And then Mr. Bauer calls you on it and says, you're not above the law. And then you challenge Mr. Bauer by saying, it's not a law. That's how the rest of the story goes. One more. Felix, can you think of one? A time where we spiritually stumble and fall, we give in to temptation? Did you get along with your classmates all the time this year? Sometimes we don't get along with each other, right? And when we're angry at each other, maybe we say mean things. Spiritually stumbling and falling, right? Even though you're young, we're sinful, and in this sinful world, we stumble and fall because when we look to ourselves to think, I got the strength to fight the devil, I got the strength to resist the temptations of the world and my own sinful nature, we can't do it by ourselves. Even though you're young and filled with energy, we stumble and fall because we're sinful. But that's the bad news. We're going to put the bad news behind us now. It's time to talk about the good news. The verse that you guys selected, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Your loving God does not want you to spiritually stumble and fall. He doesn't want you to give in to temptation. He wants you to, what did the passage say? He wants you to fly. He wants you to soar. He wants you to run the race of life straight through the finish line. And what's on the other side of the finish line of the race of life? Where's that house pointing? Heaven. Exactly. So, how is that possible? How is it that God helps us soar? How is it possible that God helps us run that race of life and finish that race and experience heaven on the other side of it? Kindergartners, this question's for you. How much does God love us? And what did he do to show you how much he loves you? Alan, I'm going to let you say this into the microphone.
How much does God love you?
200 million things.
He loves you 200 million. And what did he do to show you how much he loves you? What's the best gift? We're going to Alan, or Aiden.
He just died for my sins.
Felix, you got more? Jesus died for our sins. That's exactly right. You guys know that? That's the strength that we have to not stumble and fall, to not give in to temptation, because Jesus did it all perfectly for us, and he paid for our sins on the cross, and he rose again to prove once for all that we are victorious, that we can soar, that we're going to run right through that finish line into heaven. So eighth graders, those who hope in the Lord, put that into your own words. What does it mean to hope in the Lord? Jacob, have faith. Put that into your own words. What does it mean to hope in the Lord? Back to you, Jacob. Trust in God. Confidence in his power and trust his promises, right? The promise of whoever believes will not perish but have eternal life. Eighth graders, I'm going to let you share the promises on which your hope is built. Take yours off the top, pass them down. We'll start with OJ. You guys can pass this down the line, nice and loud.
Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you for wherever you go.
Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Psalms 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Psalm 31, verse 5, into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God.
Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Matthew 28, verse 20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Revelation 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Thank you for sharing yours. I'd like to share one as well. It's the same one Pastor Groth shared earlier. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew against that house. The temptations are going to come. But that house did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Those who hope in the Lord, trust in Jesus, can fight the devil's temptations and will make it to eternal life in heaven. Let's finish with another true or false quiz. Raise your hand if it's true. Keep it down if it's false. With Jesus, you're strong. Put them down. With Jesus, you can soar like an eagle. Put them down. With Jesus, you can run like the wind. Put them down. With Jesus, you can conquer the devil, the world, and your sinful nature and all the temptations they throw at you. Put them down. With Jesus, you will celebrate eternal victory in heaven. Absolutely, put them down. So my last encouragement, especially eighth graders, especially if you're going to a school where it's not a given that you're going to be in God's Word every day, stay connected to Jesus. He loves you. He saves you. He strengthens you. Time to pass out some diplomas. First, the kindergartners. Kindergartners, I wrote a little poem for you. I've shared this a few times over the years, but chances are nobody in here really remembers it, so it'll be like it's new. This is my little message to you. What comes after kindergarten? First grade. Here it goes. Kindergartners, this is a big day. To first grade, you are on your way. You worked hard this year and are ready to go to first grade, where you will continue to grow. You will take your ability to read and write to first grade, where you will soar to new heights. You will take your skills with math and numbers to first grade, where there is no afternoon slumber. No naps in first grade. You will take what you've learned about being a good friend to first grade, where the fun never ends. You will take what you've learned about obeying the rules to first grade, where doing the right thing is cool. You will take your young faith in the Savior of all to first grade, where you will hear his call. The call to believe and follow the way to heaven, not first grade, where you will forever stay. That is, stay in heaven forever, not first grade. All right, kindergartners, Mrs. Bauer is going to come up, and we're going to give you your diplomas. You guys remember the drill? Right down the line. All right, we can clap for every one of these young people as they come up. Arnica Amadi. Jacob Applegate. Eden Bengal. Charlotte Breitkreitz. Daniel Burke. Felix Cravioto. We practiced this. We're supposed to go all the way to the corner. Abigail Gamble Cook. Alan Lee. Grace Miser. Aiden Pearson. Aiden Scott Pearson. And Afia Rollins Kendall. Our kindergarten class of 2018, let's hear it. All right, and our kindergartners are going to share with you a song simply called Jesus. At this time, I'll invite Greg Webb, the chairman of our board, to come up. It's here for Mr. Webb. The way Mr. Webb would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Webb. Tremendous privilege to give these young people their diplomas. We are confident that they are ready for the next level of their education, but more importantly, they're ready to be Christian lights wherever they go in life. We'll call them up in alphabetical order. O.J. Brown. Kylie Corkill. Andrew Falgene. Jacob Falgene. Haley Lott. Hannah Lott. Katie Locklean. William Sadiq. Let's hear it for the St. Mark's Lutheran School class of 2018. This time we're going to bring up our proclamation choir to sing a closing prayer. Thank you. want to thank you all for coming tonight, supporting these young people in their Christian education. Just a joy and a privilege to see how far they've come this school year and ready for the next level, whatever that level is. Every year we have a contest. We give our students the opportunity to consider the theme of the next school year. It's an opportunity for them to exercise their faith. This year we did it a little bit differently. We gave them the theme, and we said, put some artwork to it. What does that theme mean to you? What does it look like? And that theme for next year is up under that veiled black drape. I need some help sharing with you next year's school year theme, and I need that help from Deja. Come on up, Deja. So next year we will focus on being victorious in Christ. Thank you, Deja. You can sit down. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Please stop by the gym before you go home. There's a brown paper bag on a table in there with your family's name on it. It contains some awards that may have been earned today. Most importantly, it contains your child's fourth quarter report card. So please take those home before you leave. We're going to have a reception out here in the Rose Garden, a beautiful, kind of cool evening. So we'll enjoy some cake and an opportunity to greet our graduates and congratulate them and encourage them. So please stick around for that. Lastly, the pool party tomorrow morning. Please be at Rush Park promptly at 9 o'clock, if not before 9 o'clock, so that we can get started on time with the lifeguard talk and everybody can be here to hear that, and that'll help that go smoothly. I made it up till now, but it's... I just want to tell y'all, my family, we're going to see a lot of you still for the next few weeks. But some of you we probably won't see past tonight. And I just want you to know, it's been a tremendous privilege for us the last 10 years to serve at St. Mark's. Cannot even begin to describe how much we've been blessed by you all and how much fun we've had serving you, serving with you. God is good. God is good all the time. Just thank you for the privilege. It's been our pleasure. Thank you for your love and support. We're never going to be the same because a big chunk of our heart is going to be left here. Be confident that God is with all of us. St. Mark's is going to continue to be an awesome school for many, many years to come, and God's going to continue to bless it and bless all of you. And we're going to ask God that he blesses us on our new adventure in South Dakota. And about next October, you'll see on Facebook some pictures of some white stuff, and y'all will get the last laugh. Thank you again. Your family to us, we love you.